You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We have Michaela Cougar here to talk about her new track, Pity Party. Hi, Michaela.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. Thank you. Thank you. The new track. How is it different? How's the sound growing? What's new with this one?
Cool. I like that question. Because I feel like this song is really different from me from other songs I've released in the past. So this song is part of a project I'm about to release. So I released a song called The Brain Song just like a couple months ago, and then Pity Party is the second song to that project. Yep. And yeah, I feel like it's showed like through my voice, like the singing and stuff. It's like way more like vulnerable in my other songs. It's maybe been like way stronger, maybe like vulnerable more in the songwriting, but I really got to kind of just sing softly.
Yep.
While still having like that grungy kind of rocky sound behind it, which mm-hmm. I really like that concept, like chalk and cheese.
Said, I think in the press release somewhere, yeah. It says you were tired of writing sad songs, but one sort of came out anyway. But in trying to not write a sad song, did something a little bit more, you know, nuanced or a little bit more balanced, you know, come
100%.
Out?
Yeah, I was writing all these songs that I really liked, but they were all, like, so depressing. And it just, like, songwriting is so cathartic to me. Mm-hmm. So it just, like, it just is what it is. But I just had a moment where I was like, damn, like, all these...
Takes a toll.
Yeah, it's just like, man, this is like, I want to write a fun song, but yeah. I just can't lie. Like, and then I was telling somebody, like, oh, I wish I could write a song like about a party or just something more fun. And they're like, just write a song about a party at your house. And I was like, yeah, cool, I'll try. And then I went to try and write something, and I was like, I just can't fake it. And then it kind of evolved into, well, I can have a pity party at my house.
Yeah.
Fun of the, like, hardship and the struggles, you know. I can have, like, actual sad ones and then ones where I'm like, just let's just be funny and be light about it.
Yeah, bit of sarcasm, yeah.
It's actually so fun. I never usually come up with concepts first. I always, like, write the song and then figure out what it's called after. But with this one, it was like, oh, pity party at my house. I knew that's what I wanted to write, and it was like, total opposite way.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Was there a real party that like an actual party that you were at that sort of stemmed any of the ideas or?
No, but I have a very strong vision of how the party would go.
Right. And, yeah. Yep.
So I definitely want to play on that as much as I can, because I have such strong visuals of like.
Give us an insight. Like, what's a big event that happens?
You have to tell a sad story on entry to get in.
Yeah.
You're like feeling sorry for yourself, but once you're in, it's like it's fun. We're just gonna like
we're leaving our troubles.
I'm gonna have like pinatas like hung up all around the property for people to like unleash their anger out on.
Nice.
maybe like a pinata making section where you can like. You could put
someone's face on it, or absolutely.
Of like, or the situation, representing the situation, and then just like, I think it would be very like therapeutic
for sure.
You know, like crying clowns, cake, dancing on the tables, and I'm hoping to make a music video for it. That's the plan, if I can get the funds together and make it actually happen.
Well, that's a pretty, you know, pretty obvious music video then, isn't it? Like it goes hand in hand.
Yeah, I feel like it's such a fun concept, so definitely want to, like, make the most of it.
Mm-hmm. I've got a list of what, in the press release, they said your influences were, but I'd rather hear it from you for this song. Like, were there any new influences for this one, or anything you've been listening to a lot lately that you think subconsciously changed what you were writing?
I really, like, I know when... I find it really hard with references with producers. Like, if I've ever been asked... And I know producers, like, need references because they can't feel your brain or see what's happening.
Sure.
I find it really hard because I never, like, I feel like all of a sudden I'm like just in this flow, and then as soon as I'm asked for a reference, I'm like, oh wait, I have to consciously like try and be like something.
Sure.
Really cool making this song because the producer knew me well, and we didn't even talk about references whatsoever. We just kind of literally fell down a rabbit hole. We were supposed to be working on something else that day, and his laptop wouldn't work, so I was just strumming this
pity
party right there. And then the next thing, we had done like a 6-hour session on that song, and I just really felt like it was meant to be. But my influences are definitely, and I think you can hear it in this song a little bit, like Cyndi Lauper. And
fantastic.
I referenced her the bridge where at the end there is like, because girls just want to have fun. And then I love Jack White, Pink, Alanis Morissette, Avril Lavigne, all of those.
All things. Fantastic. All very, very cool artists. All very... I don't give a fuck, kind of. You know what I mean? Very, like, do my own thing, I am what I am kind of artists.
And, like, the angsty fun, yeah.
Yeah, and also all, you know, through some of them making some very sad songs, want to have fun.
A lot of, like, attitude and stuff, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who was the producer, by the way?
Buzz Moller.
That is Buzz?
From Verm, yeah.
So how did that relationship start? How did you get in contact with...
I actually met Buzz because I went to Maine's music school.
Yep.
And he was a songwriting tutor there. And I actually didn't even know I could write a song until I like went into one of his classes. I was like majoring in singing. And then he just was talking about how you can just zone out and like jam and then find these like little gold nuggets to write a song with, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can do that.
Nice.
So
you don't have to sit down and plan a song, you know, piece by piece. You can just
this
sort of
way is to just like literally zone out and become like non-existent or like float off into the ether and then come back to consciousness and be like, oh, what do we have here? Let's make a song out of that.
Nice. And you said that really happened with the new one.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. It was really, yeah, definitely. It was so, I just feel like it was the, like, I usually always write by myself, and I wrote most of it by myself, and then I came to Buzz and was just strumming this idea, and we just, I don't know, I just felt so natural and organic. But yeah, back to how I met Buzz. I met him at Maine's, and then a few years after Maine's, I got the, like, mentorship, the APRA.
Yeah,
and they paired me with Buzz, which was awesome because I was like, oh, I already like know him, and he's on that indie rock vibe as well. Like, I was so happy to work with him, and then through that mentorship program, we like came up with a bunch of demos, and I learned heaps of him. And then after that finish, he was like, I really dig these tracks, like, I'll produce them for you if you want. And I was like, hell yeah.
Nice. Very cool when things just fall into place like that, isn't
awesome.
It?
Yeah.
I've got key accomplishments here. 2 EPs so far.
Yep.
Number 1 on BFM, Outwit You.
Hmm.
Number 20 on the official New Zealand Hot Singles charts.
I know, that was crazy.
Opened for Miss June.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brain Song released number 7 on our chart, reached number 7 on our charts. A good year, to say the least.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
I didn't expect like any of that. I feel like the biggest thing for me is just having 2 EPs out. I was just thinking about that like last week. Sometimes it's easy to feel like, oh, not much is happening, or like, man, this is hard, because it's like, I feel like music is so collaborative. As much as you want to be able to do it all on your own, you just have to rely also on other people.
Yeah, and schedules have got to align, and people have got to get together.
And people have to want to do it, because they're busy, and not everyone cares about your project. No one does as much as you, and so it's hard to find people. And on top of like meeting people, you just want to connect with people.
Absolutely.
I was just thinking the other day, like, actually, I have 2 EPs out. That's like 10 songs. That's like, and now I have 2 extra songs, and that's like an album if you think about
it. Yeah, exactly. And it adds up.
And I've got like 6 other songs coming. So it's like, this is cool.
Yeah, and you know, you're doing it. Some people sit at home and pretend they're going to do it, you know, or they think that they could do it, but they don't, and you've done it, so.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Is there plans for an album?
I really do want to make an album. It just really depends on, like, if I can get... I have so many demos, like, ridiculous amount of demos, and it just depends on, like, how I can get them finished and stuff like that, because I do produce some of my own stuff, like some songs that have come out already, like I produced, but it's not, definitely not, I feel like I'm not where I would like to be as a producer yet.
Right.
So yeah, it just depends who I can get to work with, get enough songs together. But this next project is going to have 7 songs. It's like right in between.
That's pushing it, right, for an EP. That's album territory.
But like not enough for an album.
Yeah, you took a couple of skits on there, and there could be a couple of like 30-second interludes. You could say that's an album.
Yeah, easily, yeah. Yeah, I have other songs I could add on there. It just depends if I'd get them finished in time.
Sure.
I think momentum is like a big thing of it, so yeah.
Are there plans to tour this year or do anything fun like that?
I really, really want to tour, and I really want to go overseas and play. I just honestly don't really know how. Like, I've organized my own gig, so I know how to organize a gig and stuff. It just, the thought of it overwhelms me, but yeah. I would like to.
It's a lot of admin, and they're expecting artists to do a lot of admin, and it's just not a fair matchup.
It is a lot, and I can do it because I have, but it's like, I just also, it's like the money side of things.
Sure.
For me, like, it would be cool if I got some funding, but I'm definitely not going to let that stop me. I would like to tour, but it's something I've definitely been thinking about more recently. Like, hey, let's try go overseas, or let's try go elsewhere.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep our eyes out. Hopefully you come down here if you're
yeah, that would be so good.
lots of great local places that I'm sure don't know myself, but I can't imagine the cost in Dunedin is huge. I think it's probably one of the better places to come.
Cool.
That's pretty much us for the breakfast show. We've got 15 minutes, so thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Everyone go stream the new song, Pity Party. We're going to play it after this. I'm going to play the Brain Song first, and then I'm going to go into Pity Party after that. So thank you for talking to us, Michaela.
Yay, thank you so much for having me.
And have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, bye. Thank you. See you later.
Bye.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.